14 minutes past 3 o'clock, and you heard that magnificent coughing in the background because we have guests in the studio, and it's a huge welcome to Sven Pedersen and Taryn Newstock, who I called Karen earlier. She has not yet forgiven me, but I'm sure we will get to become more warm and cuddly during the course of the chat. Welcome to you both on the afternoon show on a very august 1st of August, the opening of your store at the Junction. And then what a store it is. I mean, you've got the Pro Shop, which is making golfers around the North Coast very excited. And it's also a cycle lab. So a combination of two sports that are both extraordinarily popular on the North Coast, and a brand new store that is catering to both markets. As I said, welcome to you both. Now let's unpack the premise. Sven and Taryn, is this your first foray into this kind of combined sports arena, or is that something that works well elsewhere?
Oh no, we got similar stores scattered all through the country. Obviously, we got one in Cornubia, funny enough. So this is not our first store in KZN. Okay. So Cornubia's also got both disciplines. It's something that works very well for us. We do have a crossover, as we've said off air, that some of our customers do both. So it makes perfect sense. Obviously for us, to have both of our brands underneath one roof is also economically a better decision. I think it also makes it very convenient for our customers, And hopefully, in the process, you can ignite a passion for somebody that might only have considered one of those disciplines. So, yeah, it's something that really works for us.
Now, the golfing world is well established, and there's a kind of a recognized... You play golf, you have the kit, and you belong to the clubs, and you do. But cycling changes all the time. I'm sure golf does as well, but it's just not as radical a change. I'm thinking particularly of looking at the profile of the cyclists that I've seen on hollow trails lately. There's a huge shift from the ordinary powered cycle to the e-bike, for example. And then with that, accessories and all sorts of things that are making the sport more, I suppose, exciting and certainly more accessible to those that are not as fit as one would like to be, but getting there. So in your opinion, let's talk cycling for just a moment, and then we'll come on to get back to the golfing. The e-bike phenomenon, is this something that you're on top of? And maybe a two-hander question. What percentage of the bikes that you sell are e-bikes compared to the standard, I use the term push bike because that's where I come from, how you explain you have to pedal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Taryn can obviously comment on that as well. But for us, e-biking is very much a prevalent phenomenon in our business. The thing that we love about cycling is that it's a sport for absolutely everybody. And I think you summed it up very cleverly when you said that there's such a broad range of cyclists out there. So, the beautiful thing about cycling is it can be done by anybody, and your progression and the improvement is rapid. You can see it every day. Every time you get on a bike, you will improve. So those beginner cyclists that you see will, if they stick with it, eventually become the guy that's looking like a racing snake and has got all the gears. And
it's interesting that you said that. You've seen the meme, the guy, the cyclists, the profile, the lycra, and then the e-bikers.
The evolution.
Somewhat more
yes.
padded. But yeah, everyone's got their own,
but it is a
their
sport.
Own space. Absolutely right. Mm. The price point to entry in the e-bike realm has come down, I think. Mm-hmm. This is like all... early adopters get involved, and there's a price to pay because, well, it's just supply and demand. Right now, where are we sitting as a sort of entry to the e-bike world? What sort of price point?
Oh, you can pick up an e-bike from anything from about 23. So, I mean, obviously this does vary with whatever promotions we might have going. So what you'll find a lot of our customers do might wait for a big sale. So we've typically got 3 big sales within the year.
Okay.
And we come with really compelling deals. And, you know, often there'll be great deals on things like e-bikes and the different categories. And so you can pick up a good deal. But it's like you say, Dave, it's a lot easier to get into now. And we've definitely seen an uptick in the number of people that are riding e-bikes.
And it's very confusing for the online shopper because, you know, most people these days, possibly before they risk coming into the store and sounding silly, want to do a little bit of research and they go online. And then you see the plethora of e-bikes available overseas, many of which are completely unsuited to South African conditions. You couldn't put any of those on parlor trails, for example. But it is confusing. Does one want a center-mounted motor or a hub motor, if they called motors, or what are your engines, who knows, the power source? Do you want an internal battery or is it an external? What is your advice to anyone looking to start?
So I suppose one of the things that which is great. So like you said, you know, people go online to do a lot of research. And I think what a lot of people don't realize is we've got live chat agents, which are on our website just about 24 hours a day.
Wow.
And if you have any questions, they will absolutely guide you. So if you're just starting out in the sports and you're needing some help, they'll guide you. And of course, they're very knowledgeable about all the different brands of bikes, what they can do, their features, all of that. So they're more than happy to guide you in that regard.
So does that mean that you fully service the online market as
well? Yes, yeah.
But when it comes to, and this is another thing I suppose it's fair to say, you can only do so much online unless you are really experienced in terms of what bike to buy. You could take a flyer, but don't you have to sort of more or less fit the bike to the customer?
So we do that as well, and that's one of the services that
Well, you can't do that online.
No, you can't do that online, but that's why I suppose a traditional brick and mortar building online will never be replaced by that. The personal touch, the, you know, just popping in, having a cup of coffee with us, chatting to our sales consultants, and they'll absolutely guide you. So for anyone wanting to, it's a good place to
but
start.
Not only are we specialists, but we're also nice people. We are people. So we like seeing people in hospitals.
Yeah.
You know, we love the interaction. We love showing you and teaching you. So if you have any question, there's almost no question that we cannot answer in store.
I just wanted to get onto that because your store is officially open today. Tomorrow we've got an outside broadcast for 3 hours. Very exciting. People that are coming into the store probably at this point in time have maybe perceptions from other stores they've been to, but yours is very different. Mm. What would you say the shopper coming into your store tomorrow or today, or in fact, you know, just anytime. Coming in anytime, is going to find what is the USP? You know, that lovely word.
So I think for us, you know, a big point of differentiation for us is value. So our customers can pick up great value. So outside of what we're retailing our products for, there's always additional add-ons, you know, things that we add to try and help our customers through their journey from buying a bike to helping look after it's servicing, all of those kinds of things. And then I suppose the expertise. So we like to be the guide. So, you know, if you are coming into store and you're unsure, more than happy to guide you, help you. It is a journey. It's one we walk with our customers all the time. And
how do you, because it's you're in a shopping center or a shopping mall, I presume you can't ride bicycles around the shopping mall. Not yet, Dave.
Okay. We're working on it.
I was going to ask the question. I will, in fact. How do you, if you want to test an e-bike, do you just pop out into the parking area and go for a spin? Because you're right there. I mean, you're on you've got a piazza right outside your store, so you can do that.
That's exactly it.
And then for people coming in for servicing and you know, as one does with bikes, you've got to come in for easy access?
Definitely. So they just walk through our store. And really exciting for us is who we've actually chosen to partner with us for the servicing. So it's a store and a gentleman by the name of Ryan from On Track Cycles, well-known member of the community, brings a lot of knowledge and expertise. So he was really key in joining with us for this venture. So well-established, you know, I'm sure a lot of the cyclists out there know him already, but easily accessible, part of our store.
And he's in store now with his expertise, and so it's a one-stop
shop. We're ready to roll, and already today he is incredibly busy. We've had a great turnout in store today. On both the golf and the cycling side. So
a great start. Let's take a breather and we'll be back on the other side to talk a little bit more about the golfing side of things.
Off-road adventure like never before with the new Suzuki Jimny 5-door model. Now waiting for you at CMH Suzuki Bolito. With enough room for the whole family, the new Suzuki Jimny 5-door is big on space with the same iconic off-road performance you've come to expect from a Jimny. Normally priced from 429,900, now available from just 399,000 Rand. That's 30,000 Rand off. T's and C's apply. Find CMH Suzuki Bolito at 35 to 37 Moffat Drive or visit cmhsuzuki.co.za to book your test drive today.
Switch to the future of radio with our digital stream. Enjoy seamless tunes and talk shows via Bluetooth on the Radio Life and Style app, available now from your favorite app store.
Exciting news from First Battery Center Bolito. Discover the power of reliable energy solutions with First Battery Center Bolito, your trusted source for all your battery needs. Here's what we offer. 100% OEM approved batteries, free battery and alternator checks, motorcycle batteries, truck batteries, all types of motor vehicle batteries, golf cart batteries, convenient call-out service, battery charging services. With our commitment to quality and excellence, you can trust First Battery Center Bolito to keep you powered up and on the move. Contact us today on 032-946-0341 or visit us in Kyle Army Park.
Live from the heart of Bolito, 88.0 FM.
28 minutes past 3 o'clock on a Thursday, and if you've just joined us, I'm in conversation with Sven Pedersen and Taryn Henstock. They are the owners of the store that opened at the junction today that is making many a heart, a golfing heart or a cycling heart, flutter with joy and anticipation. Because, well, it's the Pro Shop and Cycle Lab open now in Bolito. A huge excitement. Tomorrow there's an outside broadcast where you'll be able to join the 88FM team and see for yourself what we're talking about. But ahead of that, we're in conversation. And if you've missed the first part, never fear, you'll pick it up on the catch-up podcast later. But now talking to Sven, Golf. Well, it's a kind of religion in South Africa, and this part of the planet is home to five superb golf courses, and many folk literally retire or choose to establish a home base here because of the fact that you've got great golf courses, easy access, and of course now the addition of major cycling and running trails. So it's absolutely perfect for you to have come in, parachuted in with these magnificent opportunities at your fingertips. Golf is traditionally a sport that is expensive, and it's I think it's proudly so. Is that the is that part of the attraction?
Well, again, I mean, you know, for me, I always think if you're passionate about something, it's something worth spending money on. But that's not to say that golf as a whole is necessarily expensive. You know, it's horses for courses. Yeah. So depending on if you're just getting into the game, and there is package sets that are very, very affordable, all the way to the absolute golf enthusiast who changes his driver every year. So it's certainly not a cookie cutter approach. And, you know, we have a wide variety and a broad profile of customers. So there's something for everybody.
But I think it's fair to say that those in the know all agree that there's more business done on the golf course than probably anywhere else in the country. So well, it's an important now tool, if you like, of doing business.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think there are very few instances where you can find... Listen, golf is an equalizing sport. So whether you're the CEO or the young guy that's just come into the business, if you're on the golf course, you're a level. There's a level pegging. But
if you're on the golf course... you don't want to be a palooka either, because you can drop your name so easily. So what would your advice be to anyone that's wanting to get into the game but not wanting to make those cardinal errors that the beginners tend to do without guidance?
Well, I think be kind to yourself, because golf is a frustratingly difficult sport sometimes, but it is also exhilarating all at the same time. They call it a sweet science for a reason. And if you're looking to get into the game, my advice to you is, as I say, be kind to yourself. It's a journey, and it's not a sprint. It's certainly a marathon. And enjoy every step of the way, but start with lessons. Get to a driving range and find yourself a good coach. Don't just take tips from a guy that might look like he knows what's going on. And not everybody makes a good coach. So find yourself a reputable coach at a driving range. I know just next to Holler Trails is a nice driving range there. So go and find somebody that knows what they're talking about to put you on a jersey. Because I think if you get your fundamentals right, the rest start to become a little bit easier. It's like if you learn a bad habit right from the start, you're going to perpetuate that bad habit throughout your journey. So go there, and then once you've got it, get onto the course as soon as you can, because that's where the magic happens, you know. And getting back to your previous statement, you know, it's one of the only instances where you get 4.5, maybe 5 hours with three other individuals, and it's such an intimate setting. So you really get to know what people are like. If you want to know what the character of a person is, take them onto the golf course.
Wow. Well, having now established that, what is the most important part of your golfing kit, the setup, the item or the items that you would say are essential not to skimp on before you buy anything else?
I think it varies for everybody.
Because some people say it's the shoes.
Well, it's a difficult question to answer, and because there is no right answer. For some people, they love their driver, and it's something that's their go-to club, so they will certainly spend a lot of money on it. A lot of people feel it's the putter, and I do think in those two categories, you want to invest a little bit of money. Your putters and your drivers, I mean, those are clubs that you use almost every single hole.
And has the technology changed over the years?
Oh, greatly. The technology changes per season.
Is it making it easier to get into, or is it making it more technical?
Much easier. Much easier. I think if we take it back 30 or 40 years, the game was infinitely more difficult. So all of the technology has been designed to make the game more accessible, easier to play. The clubs are easier to hit.
Yeah, it's more forgiving.
They hit the ball further, which is why worldwide golf courses have been redesigned to accommodate for the longer hitters.
You see, that's very encouraging for someone listening to the thing. I've always wanted to play, but I'm embarrassed because and you're saying now, don't be.
Please don't be embarrassed. I can promise you, even Tiger Woods started somewhere. Tiger Woods didn't wake up one day and became the phenomenal golfer that he is, and nobody does. So that's what I'm saying. Just don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Be kind to yourself and just give it a go. And the same can be said for cycling. Mm, yeah. These are two sporting codes that we're obsessed by them.
Yeah.
We're obsessed by helping people play more and ride more.
And it's growing by, I didn't think it was possible to see the kind of growth that we've seen.
Mm.
Golf, we understood because there's a lot of investment. I mean, I think one of the few towns in the country where there's a brand new course being born as we speak, and it's a superb course. And with Ernie Els arriving in Valito, I mean, this is really setting the benchmark very, very high. And then, of course, with the trails that exist and the capacity that there is to absorb the volume, where you're out on a trail with probably a couple of hundred people, you don't see another person. That's just magnificent. But you need the kit and you need the support, and that's where you guys come in with the Cycle Lab and the Pro Shop. What have you got on special at the moment that is particularly exciting?
Wow, we've got so many special deals currently. And what we've done is, for those that are quick on the draw, we have put together a very compelling list of Weekend Madness special deals. These are, I guess, what you'd call in the industry loss leaders. They are limited deals, and the discounts are quite ridiculous. Anything from drivers to irons to golf technology. So that's one part of it. But even if you miss out on some of these deals, like I said, there are only limited quantities because they're there for the guy or the girl
who gets up early.
And we had people queuing in our store this morning, which was fantastic to see. So it's been a very warm welcome. But getting back to the specials, we've also got specials that will extend for a further 2 weeks as part of our opening celebration. So,
wow.
But we really have covered absolutely every category, from bags to irons to putters to apparel. So anything that you might need, we've thought of you, and it's there.
And on the cycle side?
So we've looked at the bigger ticket items. So things like bikes, indoor trainers. We've got some incredible deals on sunglasses. So the things that are typically more, you know, people take a bit longer to make those purchasing decisions.
Yeah.
We've really gone in with some compelling deals there.
So I guess the idea is just to pop into the store and see for yourself, but don't wait too long.
No.
You know, he who hesitates is lost, as they say, and it's hugely exciting. And why don't you join us tomorrow? 88FM is going to be radio life and style at the Pro Shop at Cycle Lab tomorrow for 3 hours, playing the tunes, interviewing folk. You might be one of those lucky enough to pop in and score one of those magnificent Lost Leader specials, and then you want to tell the world about it, so you get on radio. Man, it's all happening. It's fantastic. And my very special guests, Sven Pedersen and Taryn Henstock, thank you for joining me on the afternoon show to spread the word, and this will be going up as a podcast. So if you've just joined us and you've missed out on the conversation, fear not, you can listen to it at your leisure as a catch-up. Thanks for joining me on the afternoon show, folks. We'll see you there tomorrow.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
And the afternoon show continues.